When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. It's been a full month now since I tearfully, check that, blubberingly is more accurate, since I blubberingly bid a final farewell to my little bay gelding. Chatan Star was the name imprinted on his American Quarter Horse registration papers, and the date he foaled, 1984. Yes, the beautiful roping and barrel horse we affectionately called Cowboy would have turned 34 this spring. And up until his final weekend, he lived up considerably more to our pet name than the one on the papers. I looked up the word Chatan one time. It was an Indian term used for boys. No problem there, but the meaning of the word settled it for me. It stands for demon. I would not stand for that to be the name of a beloved mount on which we'd fly from roping boxes, roam across pastures, and turn the barrels and poles with swift beauty and agility. We heard from previous owners he could buck like nobody's business. Funny, he never planted any of our family, including beginning riders at 6 years old. He walked and trotted his way into our hearts as a wonderful horsemanship teacher for our sons. Alan and I could rig him up for tie down or breakaway roping, and he'd shift gears. Well, sure, I have to confess, he was a handful at times. For this was the mount that I could ride like a dream for 2 hours, but never without keeping weight in the stirrups and a deep seat in the saddle. I knew he could come unglued over a rabbit scurrying through the grass 20 feet ahead. On one trail ride, we side-passed at a funny little anxious trot for the entire 2-hour excursion. I think he must have envisioned himself on a track and breaking late out of the gates, determined to make up the distance. So we passed several on the trail. And though his trot was fast that day, it was perfectly smooth. I just giggled and waved as we overtook one after another. He finally settled when we finished what he must have perceived to be his longest race ever. Oh, Cowboy was full of vinegar at times. And the reason for the name we bestowed on him in place of his original was because he was not evil. But it did take a real cowboy or cowgirl to ride him. The star and socks, big-rumped, bright-eyed, muscled-up little bay, blew like a stag on a crisp, foggy morning if I accidentally surprised him. And then again, he'd stand for hours tied to a trailer at a marathon 4-H horse show, tolerating doting and mane braiding. He allowed a young boy to show him at halter, horsemanship, reining, barrels, pole bending, and the flag race. And he'd make that shift from pleasure horse to gamer with a simple saddle change and a pair of spurs. He grew with that same young man, and he took him to youth rodeos. He graduated high school with him in his senior photos. His last hurrah was to be the centerpiece in the engagement photo with our son lassoing his love from a top cowboy. This was the horse of my adult years that I whispered sweet nothings to when near his side. I'd bury my head in his shoulder, take a long whiff, and stroke his satiny neck while telling him just how much I loved and appreciated the ride. I doctored him through many self-inflicted injuries, one that took weeks and weeks of ointment, wraps, and hydrotherapy. When he got old and horribly thin, his teeth fallen out and hay no longer digestible, I babied him with a pelleted mash. And while he slowly gummed and wallered the watered-down feed, I plucked cockleburs and brushed and braided his mane and tail. And then I'd kiss his muzzle, knowing that our days together were numbered. And always, always, no matter how far from his former glory, I'd whisper in his ear, "I still think you're beautiful." This is Brenda Black, May God bless you and all the creatures that make our life so much better as we swing the gate closed for today.